News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
Hi, this is Shayoni Iyer with News 18 Drive Through. Let's cruise through some of the stuff that made the headlines today and some of the stuff that didn't. Boris Johnson broke the law. The British Supreme Court ruled today that the UK Prime Minister's suspension of Parliament was illegal.
The decision to advise Her Majesty to prorogue Parliament was unlawful because it had the effect of frustrating or preventing the ability of Parliament to carry out its constitutional functions without reasonable justification.
That's the head of the UK Supreme Court announcing the unanimous decision. 11 out of 11 judges felt Boris Johnson was wrong. The British Prime Minister had suspended Parliament for 5 weeks earlier this month in the run-up to the Brexit deadline. That's the end of October. So the suspension of Parliament meant almost no time at all for Brexit discussions. Johnson's political opponent said he was stifling debate. Johnson said the suspension was needed for a new Queen's speech. The Supreme Court's ruling today basically boils down to the British Prime Minister being called a liar by its top court. So, does he resign? Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn is pretty clear.
I invite Boris Johnson in the historic words to consider his position and become the shortest serving Prime Minister there's ever been.
Boris Johnson could exit, but what about Brexit? That agonising debate is still very much on, and Britain doesn't yet have any clear answers. From Britain's Supreme Court, let's check in on India's. So today, a Supreme Court judge told people in his courtroom that he's thinking of giving up his smartphone. And India's Solicitor General responded by saying, that would be wise. Lots of people already have. Life without smartphones? What would that be like? And why is this being discussed in the Supreme Court anyway? So Justice Deepak Gupta's bench is hearing a bunch of petitions filed by Facebook and WhatsApp. These companies want the Supreme Court to transfer to itself all cases relating to social media guidelines. The Supreme Court did indicate today that it doesn't feel this is a matter for the courts, but the judges had a lot to say on the perils of social media, and by extension, the perils of smartphones. Justice Deepak Gupta, for instance, described in court how he clicked his way to an internet post where an AK-47 was up for sale. An AK-47. The point he was making, I think, was that anyone with access to the internet has access to dangerous weapons or drugs, and smartphones just make that easier. So in this big bad world of the World Wide Web that's now at our fingertips, here's the question that's really before the court. Should social media be regulated? Nikhil Pawa, the editor of Medianama, says there are essentially two areas of concern.
The government began a consultation process in the beginning of the year where they were looking at to make changes to the intermediary rules which regulate platforms like Facebook and YouTube and they believe WhatsApp as well so that there could be proactive monitoring of content and takedown of content, but also they wanted traceability of the originator.
So content and traceability. Content that could be shared on social media and potentially be used for negative purposes, and traceability so that videos or text messages that get forwarded on WhatsApp, for instance, can be traced back to their original creators. The Supreme Court gave enough indication today that national interest should be front and center in this case. It's given the government 3 weeks to come up with a plan on regulating social media. Now, will part of that plan mean that you will have to link your Facebook or Twitter account with your Aadhaar number? We'll know in 3 weeks. Here's something I didn't know. What makes women in India happy? Well, I'm not sure I still have any answers, but a research organization linked to the RSS released a survey today. And its big bang finding, 90% of women who believe themselves happy have no income and no families. Hard to believe? I have to admit that survey on what makes women happy made a lot of the women in our newsroom quite unhappy. But this survey has been conducted over 2 years. It's based on interviews with 43,000 women, and nearly 80% of them said they had high and very high levels of happiness and well-being, Spirituality was a key factor, though, in pushing up the happiness levels. Also, being married apparently makes women happier than being in live-in relationships. Contrast this survey now with one done last year by Thomson Reuters, which pegged India as the most unsafe place for women in terms of perception. And surveys aside, India's official record on violence against women is shameful. In 2016, official data showed a woman was raped in India every 13 minutes. Plenty to be unhappy about, in fact. One young woman is certainly not happy. In fact, she's furious. Climate change crusader Greta Thunberg let it rip at the United Nations.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Within minutes, "How dare you" was trending on Twitter. Greta and five other students didn't stop there. They filed lawsuits against five countries for breaching children's rights by not acting on climate change. That includes France and Germany. So yes, it's an uphill fight. And she's facing plenty of criticism. I mean, Donald Trump trolled her on Twitter today. But then maybe the US president was just stung by a video that went viral showing Greta's face when Donald Trump walked into the UN climate summit. That's a video you must check out on news18.com or turn on CNN News 18 to watch it on TV. I'm Shaini Iyer, and News 18 Drive-Thru will be back tomorrow at 6:30 p.m.
News 18 Drive-Thru with Shaini Iyer. Cruise with the news.